The Ohio Republican Party held its biggest annual fundraising dinner in the organization's history on Friday, headlined by President Trump. The Trump factor will certainly be a part of the midterm elections in Ohio's major statewide races this fall, with some experts predicting big wins for Democrats. But guests at the GOP's annual state dinner say they're unified behind their party.
You cannot win unless you get the state of Ohio. Remember that? I heard that so many times. You need the state of Ohio. Therefore, Trump can't win. I think we won by 9 points. What did we win by now?
President Trump actually won Ohio by a little over 8 points. But he was correct in telling the Ohio Republican Party's annual state dinner that no Republican has won the White House without Ohio. Trump avoided any mention of his former lawyer Michael Cohen's guilty plea and his former campaign manager Paul Manafort's conviction. Instead, Trump's comments could be described as mostly red meat to the nearly 2,000 paying guests. The national anthem, immigration and crime, trade, and blasts against Democrats, including national figures along with gubernatorial candidate Richard Cordray. Trump also called out the members of Ohio's congressional delegation in attendance, including Troy Balderson. He had just been certified as the winner in the 12th District special election, a district Trump won by 11 points. Balderson beat Democrat Denny O'Connor by less than a point.
And I hear about a blue wave. I say, why is there a blue wave? We are doing better now with jobs. Today, there are more people working than at any time ever in the history of our country. So I don't think there's going to be a blue wave. I hope there's a red wave.
Among the candidates, officials, volunteers, and party faithful at the dinner was State Senator Bob Hackett of London. He admitted that there might be questions about whether Trump will be a draw or a drag this fall.
I mean, there's concern. I mean, there is some concern, but I don't think we got to get the Republicans got to get the votes out. We got to get the vote out. We saw that in the 12th district we won, but we need to get the vote out because we have a feeling the Democrats are going to get the vote out this year.
But other attendees were more positive about Trump's possible pull on the vote. Alex Pavlov is the executive vice chair of the Ohio Young Republicans.
Absolutely, he'll be a draw. Those rallies are some of the best modes of voter contact I've ever seen. People leave those rallies and they go knock doors and make phone calls and donate.
Dave Johnson is the chair of the Republican Party of Columbiana County, which flipped in 2016 and went for Trump. He says Trump will be a strength for candidates up and down the ticket.
The president's a huge draw. This is a narrative that the national media have been working on, and it never stops. And look, we didn't elect him as a Cub Scout. We knew that when we elected Donald Trump. But we elected him to cut taxes and cut regulations and spur the economy and address a lot of the international issues, like the trade issues.
Tracy Winbush is vice chair of the nearby Mahoning County Republican Party. She also was a never-Trumper before Trump became the party's nominee in 2016.
I had my concerns, and I can say even with my no-Trump existence, I was wrong. He was the best choice for 2016. I think he'll be the choice for 2020.
One party leader was notably absent, vocal Trump critic Governor John Kasich. He hasn't attended a GOP state dinner in 2 years, since Trump helped install Jane Timken as chair, ousting Kasich supporter Matt Borges. Kasich went completely unmentioned until candidate for governor Mike DeWine dropped his name from the podium, along with the candidate who'd been DeWine's opponent in the bitter May primary that made him the nominee.
And I want to congratulate Governor Kasich, Lieutenant Governor Mary Taylor. Mary, you're here somewhere. Stand up, Mary.
Another Republican who'd been a staunch critic of Trump was not mentioned by him, Arizona Senator John McCain, with whom Trump had several public feuds. It had been announced that day that McCain was ending treatment for brain cancer, and McCain died the next day. Karen Kessler at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.